Thank you.
A kick carried Dom easily to the surface. He broke water and struck out for the shore. Crackdown appeared to have ended. One or two eggs spiralled down as he scrambled up the slope, but they exploded a long way off in the south. A few damp pups, no bigger than a man, were taking their first shaky steps. Here and there, older pups were baying at the sky, long snouts pointing trembling at the clouds. The reddish hair on their cone-shaped bodies was sleeking down. One near to the lake was shuddering.
Psst!
Hershugan and a robot with a large three on its chest plate leapt out of the grass. Without pausing in their stride, they each grabbed him by an elbow, and the three of them tumbled back towards the lake. The air began to smell of methane, a fruity, foul smell that caught in Dom's throat.
Hersh? Isaac got you, then? What's happened to Isaac?
You're Isaac. What happened? The robot was half covered in soot, and there were superficial metal runs down one arm. The phenobe nodded absently and peered back across the plain. The nearest pup was trembling now violently, and a thin plume of vapour was coming from three swollen glands around its broad rump.
"The robot was bitten by a dog," murmured Hershugan. "It's been somewhat exciting up here. Carve carnem."
They hit the grass. An explosion dug a crater in front of them. A hot wind whipped over the sweet grass, driving a boiling cloud of greasy black smoke. In an instant, a false night fell. Above it, the sun pup wobbled into the air on three blinding blue flames. Slowly, following the route that its ancestors had taken a million years before to escape a hostile world, it rose above the plains. It gained speed and height, blew a smoke ring, and was still accelerating when Dom lost it in the distant cirrus. Calculations. Hershugan manipulated a small slide ball.
"I'm relieved to say it could not work," he said.
"There are two suits in the one jump," said Dom. "One ought to fit you." 2 miles away, a sun puppy rose baying on a spreading cone of smoke.
"Look at it this way," began Isaac persuasively. "If we attack Madam with whirling memory swords, she'll stop playing and start blasting. I dare say she won't see Dom hurt, but what do you rate your chances?"
"Better a boiled lamb than a roast sheep."
"There's no fuel in the one jump," said Dom.
"Not a drop," added Isaac.
"It's the only way."
Another puppy thundered upwards on a vast ventral explosion of gas. Hershugan watched it go, his big, roomy eyes betraying a storm of mixed emotions.
"But I'm no good with animals," he wailed.
It was defeat. Dom and Isaac looked at each other and nodded. 15 minutes later, the drunk sank into the grass by the empty yacht. Joan surveyed her bodyguard impatiently.
20 of you, and they got away.
The Class 5 robot precipitated an illogical series of events, explained 12.
He was a Class 5 mind. He told us to count 2, 3, added 19 helpfully.
Then he hit us, said 12.
When we get back to civilization, I'll see to it that the robot is lobotomized, said Joan grimly. Why did we ever start building human robots?
The Class 5s were constructed because of their, began 12, and was intelligent enough to stop when Joan looked at him.
4 more robots trudged in, carrying the prone bodies of 3 and 8.
I feel sad, said 12.
May they rust in peace, echoed 19.
When they're recalibrated, I'll make sure they go down a class, muttered Joan.
Right. The rest of you, spread out. We won't leave till they're found.
10 miles eastward, 3 sun puppies blasted upwards. They wobbled a little, trying to stabilise the extra weight, then soared towards the stars. Hershugan wailed that he appeared to be in a fast-decaying orbit, but you couldn't hurry negotiations with a sun dog. She hung above them, and her name was Gully Triode Stroke Pledge Hudson's Bay Preferred.
The pups did reach orbit safely, said Dom patiently.
Nevertheless, it was a despicable act, man. The safety of our young is of paramount importance to us,
Dom thought very quickly.
I carry the seed of Chaetogaster, he intoned.
Any friend of the lake is a friend of mine, Buster.
Possibly a large payment into the Sundog account would make amends for the crime which happened to be witnessed by us alone.
What is your name?
Dom Sabalos.
The name has a familiar ring. We've heard it recently. However, the chain stopped.